What's up? Okay, this is it.
Yeah, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, WAIF Cincinnati.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Welcome to the talk show. 749-1444 are the digits. If you want to jump on board, something that's just gripping the whole nation nowadays.
Road rage.
Is this new phenomenon of people getting mad for no reason besides you get cut off in traffic.
Road rage.
It's called road rage,
that's
which is an alliterative cool thing to
road
call
rage.
It.
You know, up until just a couple of years ago, I never heard of road. In fact, not even a couple of years ago. 8 months ago was when I first started hearing that term, road rage.
It's a new term,
floating around the office.
Man.
People are, yeah, I didn't hear that back in the 70s.
Okay.
You never heard about road
that's
rage.
That's it, man. Put yourself aside from the common people. Our people, the blue-collar people who work in factories, who work in restaurants, who work in shops, by pointing out the fact that you, Mr. Blue Blood, work in an office. Well, what was going on in that latte-swilling office you work at, Mr. High and Mighty, Mr. Ivory Tower? What were you doing in your office?
Back in the 70s, road rage was defined by George Carlin as anyone going faster than you is an idiot, and anyone going slower than you is an asshole. But nowadays, we have a new PC politically correct term for it called road rage.
Oh, that's it. That's cool. It's good to see that you office people try to stay cool with the people in the street by using filthy language. That's okay, though. That's fine, Mr. Office Boy. Just enjoy your cappuccino around the water cooler while you trade slightly sexist jokes about the new secretary. That's all fine and dandy.
Are you big into giving the big middle finger to people?
No, but I know this little kid who knew it was, like, bad to give the middle finger, but didn't really know why.
That's a bad thing to do.
And so this little kid said, I only gave him half a finger. Because if you give him the full finger, it's bad. But if you give him half a finger, I guess it's okay. So this little kid was, I didn't give him the finger, I just gave him half a finger, which I guess is the knuckle.
Brandy, she's a fine girl.
Hi.
Hi, Brandy.
I was over in Grant County, and I was lost.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know where I was going, but I knew I was going the wrong way, so I put on my signal to turn.
Okay.
To back up, you know, and turn the car around.
Okay.
I'm black. This white lady come out of nowhere. And she pulled up beside me, and she screamed at me, I could have run into you. And I thought, if I was drunk or on drugs, I'd beat the hell out of her.
Are you pointing out the fact that you're black and she was white? Are you making this a racial thing now?
It could have been if I was.
It probably wasn't a racial. It was a traffic thing. There's a big difference there, lady.
It was both.
No, it wasn't both.
Yeah,
either it's a racial thing or it's a traffic thing.
It could have been both because the way she was coming and joining us.
Did she come and join in and did she hurl racial epithets at you?
She acted as if I delivered it before.
But did she release racial epithets in your direction?
What do you mean in my direction?
Did she holler at you with racial epithets?
If looks could kill, yeah.
But what?
What? I don't think it was a racial thing. I think it was a traffic thing. But you know, Brandy, we're all victims of road rage from time to time.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten it?
She just got it.
Well, the other lady had it at Brandy, but have you ever been, like, stuck in traffic behind a truck or a school bus or something, and you start leaning out on that horn and raising the big middle finger at people?
No, I don't do that. That's retarded.
That is. It's childish behavior, isn't it?
It's stupid, you know.
What about people of a different race?
I can't hear you.
Speak up, Chris.
I can't speak up any louder.
Okay.
It's like you went away from the phone.
Well, Brandy, we sure appreciate your call. And good luck there, and I hope you don't get lost anymore and get picked on by vicious white people.
There you go.
And remember, 99.999% of the time, it's a traffic thing, not a racial thing. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Run, runner, run, runner. Going faster miles an hour. Stop and shop with the radio on. I'm in love with Massachusetts and the neon when it's cold outside and the highway when it's late at night. Got the radio on. I'm like a roadrunner.
with rock and roll, and I'll be out on my road. That's right.
Hollywood Rambler Land at 4830 Hollywood Boulevard, telephone Normandy 68860, which is not my telephone number, but my telephone is ringing. Hello?
They're longer, they're spectacular, Rambler 65, new size, new feel, grab that wheel and drive, drive, drive.
The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, celebrating National Road Rage Week with you right here on the Great 88. 749-1444 are the digits if you'd like to get in on this. And I would like to know that although we think it'll never happen to us, traffic crashes are a leading killer and crippler of both adults and children.
Especially when you're being chased by a bunch of frog photographers.
We can't always prevent our involvement in a crash, but what happens to us during a crash is often within our control if we buckle our safety belts. Now, do you think that the good princess over there in Paris had her safety belts buckled?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
Tonight's show is dedicated to the memory of Princess Diana and what? Every other member of the royal family who has been killed over the years in treacherous circumstances. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is now joined by young Anthony Lowe, clocking in at 16 years old and calling us from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Hello, Anthony.
What's happening, fellas?
What's happening with you, Anthony?
Well, nothing. Going around the house, you know.
Have you ever been involved in a traffic accident, Anthony?
Well, it just so happens I was. It was a little while ago. You like me to tell you about it?
Yeah, tell us what happened in that accident, Ann. You're 16, so you probably just got your driver's license, right?
Oh, yeah. I was fresh off the press, I guess. But
fresh off the press?
I guess.
In other words, the plastic that your driver's license in, it was still warm, wasn't it?
Pretty much.
Well.
I was driving along, right, and...
You were with a buddy, right?
Yeah, a good friend of mine. And got in a little car accident because I was just like those driver's ed tapes. I was reaching down to get a tape and looked up, and there was a phone pole. I hit it, kind of clipped it over, and I accidentally knocked out power from all 7,000 people in Winston-Salem.
So wait, 7,000 people lost power because of your little traffic accident?
Yeah.
Well, what did you say to the police when they showed up?
I really didn't talk to the police much.
Were you excited?
Not excited. Well, to be alive, I guess.
Not excited. Were you given a ticket?
Was I given a ticket?
Yeah.
No, God bless America.
How in the world did you hit a telephone pole, knock out power to 7,000 people, and not get a ticket?
Because I'm cool like that.
Okay. The cops just showed up and said, wait a minute, you're Anthony Lowe from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and you're cool like that, so we're not going to cite you tonight.
Well, no, they were just real understanding to the situation.
Oh, they were.
Well, Anthony, when the press showed up, what did you tell them they could use for a headline for the story?
Anthony 1, telephone pole 0.
Anthony 1, telephone pole 0.
Yeah.
Do you hope to go into journalism when you get out of school, Anthony?
No, journalism sucks. Bunch of bloodsuckers.
Really?
Now,
we're going to start a thing here called Ask Anthony Lowe. If you would like to ask a thought-provoking question to Anthony, you call us at 961-8900 right now. That's 961-8900, and you can ask a question of Anthony Lowe, a 16-year-old high school student from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, who has the talent to take out power to 7,000 paying customers.
All right, Anthony, we were told that when the cops showed up and said, hey, guys, you knocked over a power line, you cut out the power to 7,000 people, that you and your buddy at the same time said, cool. Is that true?
Well, yes, it was. It was just, I guess, the initial shock that me and my friend and my dad's car could just cause that much.
What'd your dad say? You wrecked your dad's car, and you knocked out power to 7,000 people. What'd your dad have to say about all this?
Well, he yelled a whole lot, and I guess that's pretty much to be expected, you know. But he said the F word a whole lot. I don't care to say that on the air.
Right on, I'm with you.
What kind of car was it?
Huh?
What kind of car is it?
Oh, it was a bitchin' family minivan, man.
You wrecked the bitchin' family minivan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Anthony, if you have somebody riding in the passenger seat with you, yep, and you're driving, you might want to have the passenger look for the tapes while you keep your eyes on the road.
Oh, I should have thought of that. Well, thanks very much.
Well, Anthony, have we learned a lesson in this entire escapade?
Yes, I have.
And that would be?
Driving sucks really bad.
Why does driving suck? The driving's fine. The wrecking part sucks.
Well, it's all part of the whole scene, like life and death. You can't have light without the dark. You can't have cars without crashes. It's the way it works.
Yeah, that's very deep. I never thought of that.
Anthony, were you the prototype for Beavis and Butthead a few years back when they created that cartoon?
No, I wasn't, but I might as well have been, I guess. Just a typical dumb nihilist teenager.
Yeah, but you know what the word nihilist means. When I was your age, I didn't know it. I thought that was a river in Africa.
Well, I'm just smart, I guess.
You don't go to Catholic school, do you, Anthony?
Actually, I used to go to Catholic school, but that was about a year ago.
What's the best movie you've seen this summer, Anthony?
Oh, best movie I've seen this summer? I guess I can't say it was a porn, so I guess I'll say it was Event Horizon. Well, that was pretty dope.
You liked Event Horizon out? You were in outer space and the devil comes out of the black hole, right?
Well, I thought the end was real dumb and cheesy, but the rest of the movie, that was real neat. I had a bunch of ambient music games.
Anthony, what's your favorite video game?
I hate video games.
Oh, good for you. There's hope for this kid yet.
Well, thank you.
Anything else you'd like to cover tonight, Anthony, before we let you go?
Why don't you like video games? Video games are cool.
No, they're not cool. You can be outside doing stuff. Or in your local scene.
Wow, okay, yeah, okay, great. supporting your local scene? Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
What kind of scene?
Local punk rock scene, your local underground.
Oh, my God.
New Rob Robbies are here. Hey, Anthony, thanks a lot for your time. You've been a wonderful guest on tonight's program.
Yo, peace in the Middle East. Keep the whamps real.
I gotcha. We're going to call you again sometime, Anthony.
I hope you do that.
When we're doing some deep thinking, when we need some answers to some of life's deepest questions, you're the man we're going to dial up.
Well, dope.
Dope. See you, Anthony.
Bomb forever.
Bomb forever.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we've just been joined by the new Rob Robbie straight from Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Clap, clap, clap,
and
clap,
And I
clap.
Believe you have an acoustic guitar, right?
No.
No?
No, they don't.
You got your new record?
Yes.
Let me see it.
We got
all kinds of
Wow, records. You got all kinds of stuff.
We'll
What's up, Paul?
Here.
Let's see
you. What's going on,
Why don't you play a number called,
What?
Is there a language problem at all?
No, no, it's just the middle of the night. We can do whatever we want to.
Pull that chair up. We're going to
interview. The only problem is we can't get the shrink wrap off.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a live rock and roll band here in the studio. These guys played over at Sudsy's tonight. That's right, that laundromat down at Short Vine Street where all the cool people hang out. And these guys are called the New Rob Robbies, and they're from Chicago, Illinois. And Paul Johnson, are you the lead singer?
Me and George share lead singing duties.
Me and George share lead singing duties.
Well, what's the Chicago scene been like ever since Urge Overkill went downhill?
Pretty dry, Chris.
Tell me about it. That's why we had you up tonight.
Well, you got your bands like Vambo Marbleye who are on the cutting edge, basically, of the scene.
Who are they?
They're pretty much too hip for me and you.
They don't play around Cincinnati anymore because nobody went to their shows.
But too so hip? They, like I said, too hip
way,
for me and you.
Way too hip.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, but what's Liz Phair really like?
She's short, and she actually is as cute in person as she is on the cover of major national magazines.
Wow. Okay, we're going to play piano. You want to talk to Mike first? We got Mike hanging out on hold there, Chris, in your glory and excitement. Hey,
Hi,
Mike.
Mike, what's up?
What's going on? You guys left me on hold for an hour.
It's all right. What's going on, Mike?
Nothing. How's everything going?
You know, there's a long wait to get into this hot program.
It depends on who you are.
Just a little too hip, you know?
Yeah. You're not cool like that, Mike.
Yeah. So, what's up?
No, it's the last guy. He's cooler than I. You there?
Yeah, you got call waiting or something?
No, I just got a shitty phone.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know you, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're Mike with a shitty phone.
Way too hip.
We know you, man.
So, what's on your mind, Mike?
I don't know. What are we talking about tonight?
Oh, my
He's
God.
Gone.
What a dingbat.
Yeah. We're going to listen to songs by this band, the New Rob Robbies. They got three doggies on the cover. What are those?
Those are Dobermans, aren't
Doberman,
they?
Doberman, wow.
Those are vicious,
pretty cool.
Throat-grabbing
doggies.
On the
back, there's three stoners. Three dogs on the front, three stoners on the back.
Three stoners on a couch. That could be the title track.
We'll be right back. The New Rob Robbies on the Chris and Rob program. The new Rob Robbie's. Their CD is called Wilson's Revenge, and we got the band here in the studio with us right now. Paul.
Yeah.
How do you get a hold of the record? It's not available locally at Musicland, is it?
No, just Sam Goody only, sir.
Just
do you have those around here?
No, we don't have Sam Goody around here. If somebody wants to get a copy of your record, how do they go about doing so?
They should call. There's a number on the back for Mind of a Child Records, which is our label, or they can call us directly at, can I say phone numbers?
Of course.
312-829-5120.
312-829-5120 for the new Rob Robbie's. Now, half of you guys are from Findlay, and the other half of you guys are from, one of you guys is from Illinois, right? Or no, you guys are all from Ohio, but you live in Illinois. What's up with that?
What's Illinois got that we ain't got?
We just wanted to get a taste of the big city.
That being Chicago.
Exactly, sir.
You ever go to Ditka's restaurant?
No. My mom went to a Walter Payton's restaurant the other night, though.
Sweetness.
Yeah, exactly.
Did she have, what'd she have?
Well, she's not much of a meat eater, so probably either poultry.
Or salad.
Or fish, perhaps.
Girls always eat salads.
Yeah.
You go to a nice restaurant, they ask the woman, I'll have a salad. You put chicken strips in that? No, but you've never been, have any of you guys been to Ditka's restaurant? What's it called? You know what it's called, Rob.
Iron Mike's.
Iron Mike's? I heard they got good wings and ribs and stuff. I bet they got shrimp, too. Those big kind that you dunk in the sauce.
I believe those are prawns.
So you guys are on tour right now and you're passing through this tri-state. Where are you heading next? Or is the itinerary, is that in the van, right?
Yeah, the itinerary is in the van. You might be able to catch us at the York Street Cafe.
Oh, that's down in Newport, Kentucky.
In Newport, Kentucky. The lawyers are still hashing that one out, though, so no contracts have been signed.
Keep your eyes on the schedules at York Street Cafe for the new Rob Robbie's. How'd you guys get together? If you're all from Ohio, you went to Chicago. Did you meet in Chicago, or did you meet in Ohio?
We met in Ohio. We were in competitive bands.
So you'd been and formed the band in Ohio?
No. We moved out separately, and we put our differences aside and for rock's
good.
Sake.
Now you're Paul. We got Rob and Butler, who were in Blank Shots. Is that correct? And Blank Shots was a seminal band from Findlay, Ohio, that rocked and was kind of punk, or what? What was up with Blank Shots? Some people never heard of you guys. You're not as seminal as you think you are. Tell us a little bit about your old bands.
Well, you know, AC/DC. We were pretty much that.
You're like AC/DC?
Yeah.
Rhino Bucket, you were a Rhino Bucket copy band? Right?
It was the late 70s, and my brother said he would beat me up if I didn't play drums for him, so that's how it all got started, and we just, played in our bedroom until the shows, clubs would have us. And,
And George, what was the name of that band you used to be in?
Dutch Crumbs.
The Dutch Crumbs. Whatever happened to the Dutch Crumbs?
Well, Eric is in a band called Gondetti Finch now. And Al is selling insurance, I believe. But I came to Chicago and hooked up Blank Shots. Were always my favorite band. So
you guys just formed a band? And
oh, man, it was beautiful. It was like the greatest musicians Bowling Green ever produced in one group. And we've been together like 5 years now, believe it or not.
That's Bowling Green, Ohio, home of the Mighty Falcons, right?
Correct.
And Paul, you were in this band called Sheepish Grin?
Yes.
Now, how do all these old bands, you guys probably played the same venues and stuff and met each other, drank beer backstage, and the next thing you know, you said, hey, screw all these other guys we're in bands with, we want to be a band.
It wasn't exactly backstage. That wasn't a lot of that happening back in those days. It was more like on the side of the stage or in front of the stage.
Mm-hmm. How many albums do you have out now?
We have a 10-inch, a CD, a single, and then we also have a CD to be released soon. It's in the can.
Yeah? Oh, cool. That 10-inch single you have is on
clear vinyl.
That's pretty psychedelic. Here, hand it to me. We'll play it. Tell me about the song I'm about to play, the first song on side one.
Best Boy?
Yeah. It's called Best Boy. It's your new single. Tell us about it before we let you go here.
George?
George? Tell us also, does it play at 45 or 33?
A fantastic song that me and Rob collaborated on.
45 or 33?
33.
Okay.
And we did it. It was nice. And a lot of people liked it, et cetera.
Okay, here we go. You guys are wonderful. The new Rob Robbie's on the Chris and Rob Show. The song's called Best Boy. It says it's about filmmaking. Woohoo! Yeah, that was the new Rob Robbie's from their 12-inch EP called Nuts and a Ball. Hey, Nuts and Balls. Hey, come on now. And we got the guys from the band New Rob Robbie's in here. They were rocking the house at Sudsy's tonight, opening up for this band called Spiderfoot that came along 10 years too early because grunge is just now taking off.
Yeah, it really is. They're, well...
Grunge is just not taking.
Yeah, it is. I mean, well, you know, every great art form has a predecessor, something that sort of sets it up and goes down in flames, and usually the lead singer of those bands usually shoot themselves. Then, 3 or 4 years later, copy bands spring up, and then you got Stone Temple Pilots and Silverchair and Bush. Am I right?
Okay, now where are we now, though?
Spiderfoot came along at the perfect time.
They should make $1 million.
They're going to make $1 million next year. That's right.
All right. Well, yeah. Then we're hanging on to the right coattails.
So what would you say the new Rob Robbie's play? I mean, I can hear it. I hear it, and it sounds fine. But what do you call it? It's not really punk rock, but it's not grunge. It's not progressive. It's sort of an alternative guitar mix.
It's white boy rock.
I guess it is. From Chicago, I guess it would make all you guys white boy rockers.
Pretty much.
What's the scene in Chicago like? I asked you a minute ago, and all you talked about with this Vambo Marble Eye band... But a few years ago, was Urge Overkill like a big part of that scene, or was that just a myth created by the media trying to sell some records for them?
Well, I don't recall any of those bands ever really playing out, like Smashing Pumpkins and all that. They just sort of were playing some little dinky club 1 minute and on MTV the next from what I could tell, but I don't pay that much attention.
Smashing Pumpkins is another band that came along just in the nick of time.
I just saw a movie about the signing frenzy of 1991 in Chicago. And there were bands like Red Red Meat, Smashing Pumpkins, Urge Overkill, Liz Phair, Veruca Salt. I guess Veruca Salt's doing pretty well for themselves. Band I like down there is Seam. I like pretty much anything Touch and Go's doing. They're still a favorite of mine in Chicago. I think the Wax Trax thing has kind of run its course. I don't think that we're going to see too much of them, but I guess Sister Machine Gun's doing pretty good. And Moto's doing really well, and Handsome Family. There's some resurgent country that's doing really
boys?
Well.
Are you talking about the Handsome
the
Boys?
The Handsome Family, which is are actually friends of ours. I actually played my 30th birthday party. I was very honored. And so there's some resurgent country going on there. There's pretty much a little bit of everything there.
Is 32 old to rock?
Yes, absolutely.
Then what are you doing rocking if you're 30?
I'm just an idiot.
Always been told don't trust anyone over 30. I hit 30 last year, and I don't trust myself anymore.
Absolutely true.
Are you 30 yet, Paul?
Yes, I'm afraid to be alone.
Is everybody in your band 30?
Last to turn here this summer.
All right. Well, you guys have joined the elegant, stately group like the Stones are in now. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're going to talk to Al. Hello, Al.
Hey, we talking about Road Rage?
Yeah, we sure are. Al, what's on your mind?
I want to know what you guys think about that cop that killed that guy when he was chasing that Loveless character.
What cop that killed what guy? Cops kill people all the time.
No, it was downtown that he was chasing somebody who had a car that was stolen. He was going 65 to 70 downtown.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I remember. That was just a few weeks ago, right?
And he just got disbarred. He got kicked off the force with pay, and now they're charging that kid with the murder. The guy just stole a car. They could have, let him go, and they would have found him, a day or two later, that night later, And he killed that guy, and now they're trying to pin it on somebody else, and that guy just got off.
You keep saying that guy, this guy. What the hell are you talking about, man?
The cop.
The cop is charged with murder.
No.
The cop got off.
Yeah, they let the cop off, and he got kicked off the
force. Yeah, okay, this guy stole a car, and the cop forgot the classic words of Kenny Price. You can outrun my Chevrolet, but you can't outrun my two-way. And didn't call for help. Yeah. He just drove like a maniac, and he killed a guy.
I'm just wondering, I mean, we pay the taxes for this city, and it's unsafe to drive because of the people who are supposed to be protecting us, not, running into us with their cars while they're chasing somebody.
Yeah, the cop was a moron. He shouldn't have drove around like a maniac running into people. That's totally obvious.
But about road rage, that's a part of road rage, but
I think that cop was just looking for a cheap thrill, man. He just seen too many Brett episodes.
Al, are you saying that even policemen can suffer from the syndrome of road rage?
No, I'm saying we're suffering because the cop got too power hungry and was chasing after the guy.
So you are saying the cops suffer from road rage?
I guess in a way. I mean, road rage is just like, it started out with what, carjacking and drive-by shooting. Weren't cars recreational vehicles and just to get you to work and stuff?
And to cruise around in and pick up chicks in?
Yeah, but nothing more. I mean, you're not supposed to drive around and shoot people out of them. And that's, I guess, is that considered road rage too?
That started in California. That should tell you something.
Well, a lot of things started in California, like the legalization of medical marijuana started in California, too.
Where's this one going?
Huh? Where do you think it's going? There'd be a lot less road rage if everybody would just sit back.
If everyone was stoned, there'd be a lot less road rage. We see your logic, Al.
There would.
I can't argue with it. We see your logic.
I know you guys, how you guys feel on the issue. I've been calling you guys for, at least 6 years.
Oh, geez.
Oh,
so,
man.
I'm a big veteran. I love the show.
We haven't been here that long, have we?
Yeah, you have.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, you have.
We just started 6 months ago.
No.
We're really new at this.
I wish.
We still get kind of nervous sometimes. Thanks, Al.
Well, Paul, as you're driving the van for the new Rob Robbies around this great country of ours, do you encounter a lot of road rage as you drive that beat-up, smoke-belching vehicle up and down the freeways?
Yeah, yeah.
Do people get mad at you for doing 45 in the fast lane, but you got it to the floor?
Well, being from Chicago, you kind of either have to deal with it or not, so it's kind of more like road minor irritation. I think rage is a bit strong, so you just kind of get used to it.
So you're used to driving around with fingers flying at you and people cursing at you?
Yeah, I feel out of place if I don't, if I'm not getting the finger on a regular basis.
Have you ever had something thrown at your vehicle? Like an old can or some food?
Not by someone I didn't know, so.
Well, the guys from the band The New Rob Robbies are here. We'd like to thank y'all for coming down. Played at Sudsy's tonight. Watch your local publications, weekly publications, for dates to be announced at the York Street International Cafe. If you go down there, they got these trays, right? And they put fruit and cheese and on them. And they don't eat a lot of meat down there because a bunch of veggies run.
Hey, listen, none of the bands that play York Street can afford to eat there. So don't even get their hopes up.
Okay.
Because you guys will lose, like, you'll net like minus
$15. I'll try minus $50.
Well, how much your sound guy costs, that's your net, is minus that.
Yeah. But anyhow, look for a publication near you. That's The New Rob Robbies coming to a venue near you. Thanks for coming down, boys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Was The New Rob Robbies, and what song was that, Jim?
Tipper.
That was Tipper off their international smash album, number 8 on the Denmark charts for the whole month of last March. Just Add Butters, Wilson's Revenge, The New Rob Robbies from Chicago, Illinois. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF in Cincinnati, doing a little road rage talk, talking about anything that's sticking in your craw at 749-1444.
What is a craw?
A craw is, it's near your gizzard.
Oh, it is?
James has been holding for the last 68 minutes. We have to get to James. James, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show on WAIF. What's up, James?
What's going on?
Not a brother.
Sitting around smoking fatties. What are you doing?
Doing a talk show, man. Talking to the new Rob Robbies.
We're talking to all the cool people in there.
They're from Chicago, ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
I hate it in Chicago.
What's wrong with Chicago?
It's too cold and too windy. I went out there in 95 for a dead show. It was, the lot was cool, but the city sucked.
I think Chris was at that dead show in Chicago.
Really?
95? Or maybe my...
Did you see the fireworks afterwards?
I think my friend OG may have been there.
Oh, man, that was the best.
I had a big old fat balloon of nitrous, and I about lost my mind.
Oh, my God.
It was great.
Yeah, but
it was great.
Okay.
Didn't do no road rashing on the way home, though. We don't drink and drive around here. We just smoke and drive.
Well, that's a good point to be made, and I think that when you're doing a topic on the radio such as road rage, the point needs to be made, don't drink and drive or you'll wind up like those cats in Paris did the other day because their chauffeur was drunk.
I can't understand them friggin' alcoholics, man. I can't see paying money to get sick.
I hear that.
Don't make any sense,
Have
man.
You ever got so drunk that you
so
threw
drunk
up all over everything?
I've been so drunk I threw up on everything, everybody.
You've never been so drunk you laid down on the floor but the room kept spinning?
Oh, I do that all the time. Shit, I don't have to be drunk for that.
Oh, okay.
I just open my eyes and the world's spinning. It's good drugs.
Is that all that's on your mind, James?
There's usually nothing on my mind, guys.
So
pretty
this
much
is a good
blank.
Night then, isn't it?
Yeah. It's probably a better night than you guys are having.
All right, thanks, James.
Be careful.
749-1444.
In crashes involving bicycles, it is children and young people who are injured and killed most often, but like motorcyclists, riders of all ages are extremely vulnerable to serious injury. Many deaths could be prevented and the severity of injuries reduced if cyclists made wearing a helmet a habit, reducing their vulnerability significantly. And if you don't make your kid use his safety belt every time you drive, he won't be disappointed. He'll be crushed like a beer can. You could learn a lot from a dummy. Always use child safety seats. A message from the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
There was a letter published today in the Cincinnati Enquirer, our local fascist rag, regarding road rage, back on the letters to the editor page. And this guy makes some good points at the beginning of his letter, saying that people who drive real slow should get in the right-hand lane, and people who drive real fast can then go in the left-hand lane, and everything works hunky-dory.
Mm-hmm.
And then he completes his letter with this.
Oh, yeah.
I have my own method for educating drivers who are just passing time in the left lane with no thought of getting right, let alone keeping right.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's... You can tell he's already up to something.
Please continue.
I figure these people eventually will need to exit the freeway. I sidle up to next to them. It says sidle. It means he drives up to the side next to them and drive their speed. Then when it becomes convenient and necessary for them to go right, I keep them where they are. I guess I'm part of the problem, huh?
This Dan Walker of Anderson Township is
he's
the lowest...
He's in the phone book, everyone. Dan Walker. Dan Walker of Anderson Township. Dan Walker.
He's
it's
the lowest,
like it sounds.
He's the lowest type of scum on the face of the planet. This guy is not worth the gum on the bottom of your shoe. This guy needs to be dragged from his Anderson Township home
and
taken out to the back of his palatial estate, gagged, bound, stick one of those domination balls in his mouth, handcuffed, thrown into his in-ground pool, and then yanked out just when he starts to pass out, and then let him recover, and then do it all again for about the next 3 days straight. Dan Walker, you're just a big, giant, steaming piece of crap. Listen, folks, you're not helping anything out there on the freeways, highways, and byways of this great country, the land that God loves more than any other country, America. If you're going to go around being a jerk on purpose, if somebody is not driving properly, if somebody is not using good lane discipline, you don't help the problem by getting next to them. And when they get up to 75 to pass you, go to 75. You don't help the problem by playing games at speeds of a mile a minute. Dan Walker, you piece of crap. You Anderson Township rich stupid puke. You don't make anything better by playing life and death games on the freeway. Meanwhile, you're having your little education session, and you got somebody else, some God-fearing great American like Anthony from Winston-Salem, Massachusetts, who's digging for his new Stone Temple Pilots tape that's fell into the floorboard, and you're playing games, you and your new friend in the left lane. And you cause an accident that doesn't even involve you and doesn't involve the other person. You, Dan Walker, are everything that is wrong with this country. You, Dan Walker, are every vile symptom that is dragging this country down, embodied into one quivering, grotesque, cancer-ridden, syphilitic mass. And a pox on you and a pox on your family. Chris, any comment?
749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
What's going on, Lauren, baby?
Not much. I have a friend who got into a car wreck when a drunk driver hit her head-on.
Yeah.
And she lost her heel and her bone in her heel and stuff.
Ouch.
Quarterback. Shut up.
And a quarterback. Who's that in the background?
My husband.
You're married?
Yeah.
Okay.
You sound too cute to be married, but go on.
Good shot, Jim.
We stole the Christian Rob poster from Surrey Square, and we got it hanging up in our house.
All right.
You're cool. I have to go hang another one up, huh? Make me work hard. So what happened? Your friend got hit by a car. Was there any legal action taken?
I believe he was sued, but this happened like 2 years ago, and she's still living like a bunch of pain and stuff. She's got a...
Well, there's a lesson to be learned here by everyone, which is don't drink and drive. And if you are going to drive, don't be drunk. And if you are drunk, take a nap on somebody's couch or just, like, sit in your car and just chill, although that's illegal, too. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know somebody who got a DUI for it.
It wasn't even rolling, were they?
No.
The ignition wasn't even on, was it?
Nope.
They were just sitting there, listening to the Radidio, chilling out until they sobered up,
well,
right?
You don't,
no, he was asleep in his truck, and a cop pulled up and saw him parked there and gave him a breath test or whatever, and he got put in jail. And
I thought the key was you had to have your actual car keys either in your hand or in the ignition. I didn't know that they could get you if you're sleeping in the back or something. But my sister has one of her best friends went on vacation, right? It's the whole mom and pop and two kids deal. Mm-hmm. Are out on vacation exploring the beautiful western part of this country out in Montana. Oh. They get hit head on by a drunk driver and the whole family is screwed. The whole family gets hurt and their car gets totaled and the guy has no insurance. So they're in Montana. You know, I don't know how far away that is. Very far away from their home in the Fairfield. And they get in a wreck, and they're just screwed. And they're just absolutely screwed because some stupid drunk driver with no insurance hit them. Now, yeah. You know, Chris and I usually aren't for more regulations and more laws. But I tell you what, one law I agree with totally, and even though I hate insurance companies, is the fact that you have to have insurance to drive a car.
Yeah,
you can't go around hitting people.
My uncle wrecked up my dad's Buick. He just had bought a Buick in like 88 or something, and he wrecked it down on in Price Hill somewhere.
Uh-huh.
He was driving drunk and wrecked the whole side of it up. Brand new car.
Your uncle's an idiot. I don't know how to break this to you, Lauren, but your uncle's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot.
Your dad should sit on his chest and punch him in the nose.
He did.
Good.
Thanks for your call, Lauren.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, we don't encourage the stealing of Chris and Rob posters from...
We don't encourage your uncle beating or your dad beating up your uncle either.
But if you want to steal the Chris and Rob posters, go ahead, steal them. We'll make more.
If your dad wants to beat up your uncle, there's nothing you can really do about it. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444.
It's Sunday night. You're bringing the weekend to a close and you're preparing for the new week. Why not take a trip to the motherland, Africa, for music, news, and information. African Village Buka. With, thanks, Jim. With Alubanju Adigun.
Jim Bart or something?
No, Jim picked this card with this host that Alubanju Adigun.
Don't enjoy the
card. Alubanju Adigun is his name, isn't it? He goes by Banjo for short.
He probably goes by Al.
No, he goes by Banjo. Banjo, it's like the thing you play in a bluegrass band.
It's 10 to midnight, African Village Buka, Sunday night, 10 to midnight. Sundays on WAVE 88.3 FM. Or you can visit them on the internet at homefusenet/banjo.
Oh, come on.
Homefusenet.
Hey, speaking of Sunday nights, I got a major
nut
Chris and
job.
Rob announcement to make if you're tuning
in. Sell out time. Sell out to the man.
Sunday night at 9 o'clock, Chris and Rob will be on the big one.
Power to the people.
WLW, 700 on the dial.
Power to the people.
They call it 700 WLW over there, but over here we'll just call it WLW. And Sunday night after the judge, Chris and Rob are going to be there. We'll need all the help we can get from our friends and our people. That would be you. So please flip the dial over to 700 AM Sunday night at 9 o'clock this coming Sunday, September 7th, right after Judge Leslie Isaiah Gaines, 7 on 7 on 7. Please tune in to the Chris and Rob Sunday Night Extravaganza, 9 o'clock.
The big sellout.
Right here, the phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Leslie.
This is Leslie Turner representing Dan Walker. We just find that this is a pugilist representation of him being a maniac or somebody who is causing the problem is not good.
Yes! I want a 20-ounce free Sprite there, Leslie. Please continue.
He just opened up his bottle of Sprite.
And I'd like to say that your representation of the thoughts and opinions expressed on your show should be your thoughts and not include names of anybody else that might be scrutinous to their character.
At the same time, if you write a letter to the editor of the any newspaper, and in this case the Cincinnati Enquirer, your name is printed, and it's there for all to read, and it's there for public record. And Dan Walker from Anderson Township wrote a letter to the Cincinnati Enquirer entitled Answer to Road Rage.
Yes.
Finally, someone got it right. Letter writer Jeff Clouser identified the real culprit of road rage to be ignorance and or indifference to basic rules of the road. I agree completely. He's right about that.
I'm not saying that he is right about, you know, pulling up on next to somebody. He pulled up next to me, you know, I'm going to follow him off the exit and get a little road rage myself.
There you go, Leslie.
See, there you go. Now you're starting to think right there, Leslie.
But I'm just saying that, you know, you shouldn't talk about somebody and you have no clue of the character of this person. You know, his personality might be really good except for that one little flaw.
We didn't say one. We didn't say he beats up his mother or anything.
Well, I was just calling to make sure that was a clear point.
Well, I don't know what his personal life is like. I don't know if he likes boys or if he likes girls. I don't know if he eats meat or if he's a vegetarian.
I know Jim Walker, and it's his nephew.
You know him?
Yes, I do. I purchased marijuana from him.
Oh, okay.
And he's a pretty nice guy, so I figured that his uncle couldn't be, you know, that terrible of a person.
Now, his uncle could be a complete and total jerk. And from that letter, the phrasing of it, he totally could be, sir. The way he set up the whole thing, where he said, "Here's how I educate people," he's just so smug. He's just an idiot.
That is stupendous. That's stupendous idiocy that you just can't compare with. But you can't just be going around on the radio talking about people and calling them a schmuck, Dan Walker.
He is a schmuck.
So, you know, I just, you know, just so all the listeners out there know, I just wanted to, you know, base my view and, you know, give
so
you
basically, Leslie, although you say that we shouldn't call Dan Walker a schmuck, that you buy pot from Dan Walker's nephew, and that Dan Walker's nephew is a good guy to buy pot from.
Yes, he is. Okay. Jim Walker.
Okay, Jim Walker, the pot dealer of Anderson Township.
Not Anderson Township.
Where's he live, bro?
I cannot.
Are you dry? I'm dry,
man. Information at this time.
I'm dry, man.
I'm dry, man. We're both dry.
All right, take the fifth, Leslie.
I guess this guy says, I'll regurgitate this. I figure these people eventually will need to exit the freeway, so I sidle up next to them and drive their speed. Then when it becomes necessary for them to go right, I keep them where they are. What an idiot. Dan Walker, you're a schmuck and an idiot, and I'll say it again. I don't care if your nephew can get good pot. You're still an idiot. There you go. Clyde's up next. We're going to talk to Clyde.
Clyde, you've been on hold for 38 minutes.
We got some other business to lay on you, too, but we'll get to it in a minute. Hello, Clyde.
Hello.
What's up?
Hey, is there someone there from Chicago?
Those guys are split already. The band The New Rob Robbies graced our studio with their presence this evening. Since they're in town, they're a rock and roll band. They're on tour of America, playing shows 50 cities in 50 days.
How long have they been together?
5 years, he told me, didn't
5 years,
didn't
bro.
They say 5 years?
No wonder I hadn't heard of them.
Yeah.
I was in Chicago not long ago. Well, actually, it was longer than they've been together.
Oh, yeah, Clyde, did you go to Ditka's restaurant?
No, I mean, I've...
I heard it's really good. They got good steaks there.
Did you go to Lounge Axe?
I didn't hang out in downtown Chicago.
You're like in Aurora.
LaGrange.
Okay.
But anyway.
So what's going on, Clyde?
I wanted to... I have something in my craw. It seems as if, and I don't want to be...
Oh, boy.
I don't want to be... mean to anybody out there, but it seems like everyone has, like, well, not everybody, but we've been duped into believing that this whole Diana thing was an accident.
You think the IRA did it?
No.
The IRA approved of Diana.
If anybody did it, it was the, like, Central Royal Administration.
You think Chuck did it?
No, I don't think he was involved.
Do you think... The triumvirate.
They're these guys.
The Rockefellers.
No,
Colonel Sanders.
They're these guys.
The Pope.
Who, like, control the royalty.
Mm-hmm.
And since William was going to be president, not president, he was going to be king. She was going to be like less than half his age when he got to be 25.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be 25. She would have been 46.
Oh yeah, she'd have been a hot 46 too.
Yeah. And she would basically have outlived everybody around there.
Well, you know what, Clyde? I have a good friend that says this case of Princess Diana dying reminds him a lot of the case where O.J. Simpson may or may not have killed Nicole Brown Goldman.
You know what I said, a couple of days ago?
Well, hold on a second, Clyde. Let me finish, please.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason why the Princess Diana... death by auto accident tragedy and the Nicole Brown Simpson death by slashing tragedy reminds my friend so much of each other is because they are both hot broads who he'll never get to bang now.
I see. Well, I guess he needs to, I don't know what to say about that, but...
I don't know.
Anyway. Gee whiz.
Gee whiz.
At any rate, this woman was going to be... This woman was going to be the most powerful woman in the world.
She wasn't going to be the most powerful woman in the world.
She was. She wiped the nose... Well, she did. She used to wipe the nose of the man who's going to be... Well, the kid who's going to be king of all of England and... Guess who's the most rich, the richest woman in the world right now?
The richest woman in the world right now would be...
not Oprah Winfrey.
Adnan Khashoggi's wife.
Yoko Ono.
Not. It is Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth, okay.
And Diana was going to be like this background queen.
Yeah.
Because William was going to be king and she was going to be his number one advisor.
Mm.
And it's, and these same
Wear
people...
Wear the red tie.
These same people tried to ruin her life
for the
past dozen years.
What the hell kind of, you know, what kind of power does the king and the queen actually have?
There are two houses of the government in England, House of Commons and the House of Lords.
Indeed.
That run everything.
Indeed.
And part of the cabinet to the prime minister is made up of about, I don't know what percentage, but a substantial number of them are royalty.
Indeed.
And of course it's going to be, the queen is going to be one. Well, if there's a king, that's going to be one.
Well, did you hear about the new car that Chevrolet was outfitting for the princess?
No.
Yeah, it was going to be a very special car. It was like a pickup truck, but a little bit smaller. And it had a cab. And then a short bed, but it was low. It didn't set up high like a pickup truck. And they were going to call it a Terminus El Dorado.